Matt and Bruce Turnbull are waiting for their signal to start. They're both on horseback and carrying stiff ropes to wrangle the calf that's waiting between them. The chute opens and the calf bursts out with Matt in pursuit. He twirls his rope overhead and sends it flying in the cow's direction, catching it by the horn. Bruce is just behind, trying to snare the calf's hoof in his own spinning rope. He casts his lasso and barely misses. The calf dashes across the dirt, rope trailing from one horn. The father and son exit the arena at a trot, lassos in hand. Contestants must pay to enter and get a chance to win back cash in competition. Bruce says that's just part of rodeo.
You drive 12 hours to rodeo and you miss. You don't make any money and you drive home.
That is the heartbreak of rodeo. The Turnbulls are competing in calf roping, a sport that pits two cowbokes and lassos against a loose calf and the clock to see who can get a rope around the calf's horn and hooves the fastest. Rodeo is a uniquely practical sport. It's competition based on the daily chores required for ranch work. Calf roping, for example, allows cowboys to catch and care for their cattle. Matt says it's all part of the job.
You can also take $30 and turn it into $500 doing what you do on a day-to-day basis, if you're fast.
The Turnbulls Ranch is just off Prince Creek Road in Carbondale, where they've been ranching in the shadow of Mount Sopris for decades.
Rodeo, you know, for us, is a reflection of what we do on a daily basis. Horsemanship is key. It is fun to be able to go out in the evening and do that in a competition form.
The Turnbulls have been ranching in the Roaring Fork Valley since 1880. Bruce is 18, a fifth-generation rodeo cowboy. He learned roping from his father, who learned it from his father, who learned it from his father. Different generations compete with and against one another. Young guns pitted against old hands.
For me, being younger, it's a lot of fun because I have a lot of friends that are young, and it's a way of, you know, competing with the older people, our dads, and we can compete with them and against them.
The Carbondale Wild West Rodeo began as the Carbondale Roping Club in 1954, founded by Bob and Diddy Perry, Matt's grandparents. A poster bearing the family name hangs on the rodeo grounds, and a gazebo memorializes their love for the sport. More than a competition, it's also about the relationship between ranchers and their livestock. That's just another part of what makes rodeo so special, according to Roz Turnbull, daughter of founders Bob and Diddy.
There's such a bond between animals and people, and they care for the animals and spend a lot of time taking care of them.
Her son, Matt, says the rodeo also acts as a sort of hub for the agricultural community. Ranchers can live hours away from the nearest town.
It brings together a group of people within the valley that you wouldn't see on a day-to-day basis.
And this is important for a community steeped in tradition. Rodeo is as old as ranching. It is still evolving. It gets more competitive every year. Roz says this tradition is here to stay.
The last cowboy certainly hasn't passed on.
Standing outside the Carbondale Rodeo, that much is clear. A large crowd is gathered to watch generations of cowpokes, from toddling mutton busters to mature bronc riders, compete in one of the last vestiges of the Wild West. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.